right, welcome to Indy. Busy, productive week ahead of us this week. You know, a lot goes into the combine beyond just the player workouts. We have the medical. We have the nighttime interviews that we actually started last night. So it's a productive time of year. We come to the combine with the coaching staff fully intact. Matt's done a really good job of assembling his staff. Scouts have done a lot of good work up until this point. The combine's just another step in the process. With that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
Kyle Fuller, no franchise tag. Franchise tag, what are you going to do with him?
Jeff, we're still evaluating that right now. Obviously, we like Kyle, and he had a good season, and we're happy with the way he's progressed. But those are things that are on the table. We're just still evaluating that process. We have some time.
Last year, you didn't have the combine before the deadline. I think the deadline was before. What is the benefit of being around this? Does that help you better gauge what the market would do?
No, I don't think so. I think the assessments we make on Kyle are internal. We've already gone through a lot of those evaluations, and now it's just communicating with his agent, on the different avenues that we have right now.
Ryan, this first stretch of working with Matt, what has stood out to you about him and working together with him?
He's extremely passionate about this. The collaboration is very natural for us. He's highly intelligent, but he's also very, very humble with that. Which I think is a real attractive trait.
Well, you said last month that he'd bring a fresh voice. Well, how would you describe what his voice will be for this team?
Matt's naturally a very energetic person. He's also kind of a very creative, outside-the-box thought process, which is nice.
What did you learn about what he looks for in players?
Just as we learn more and more about just his philosophy, especially on offense and what he wants to do, it's getting our scouts on the same page on that vision and what fits. But Matt's one of the attractive things about Matt also is his flexibility. So it's really, hey, this is what this player does best. Let's put him in positions to maximize that.
What are you thinking about backup quarterback next year?
Yeah, we're going through that right now. Just a lot of evaluations in place right now, whether it's the draft or free agency. There's a couple options. We've said this before. There's no more important room than that quarterback room. So we're really mindful of who we pair in that room.
How's Mike Glennon fit into that?
Mike Glennon, just to be transparent on that, I've talked to Mike a lot recently. Obviously, there's a mechanism in his contract where we really can't release him until the start of the new league year. So that's kind of our plan going forward. We've been transparent with Mike, and that's how that'll play out.
What about Sanchez? Any value in him coming back?
He did a good job this year. Obviously, all the things that we value with him is his veteran leadership and his experiences. And, again, he's a free agent.
Right.
Those are all evaluations that are ongoing.
Has he expressed interest in coming back?
Yes. Yep.
Ryan, just to confirm. With Pinnell gone and Sam Houston, or Sam Hacho and Mark Houston unrestricted, how big of a concern is getting an edge rusher to go with Leonard Floyd this year?
Yeah, I think, pass rush is always a priority for us. You can never have enough pass rush. So that's it's a position of need for us, and it's something we're looking into.
Hey, Ryan, just to confirm, you will release Glennon once the new league year starts?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ryan, how difficult was parting ways with Pinnell? He was your first free agent signing as GM.
Yeah, all those decisions, as you guys know, are very personal, and those are tough ones. It's a hard part of our business. For us, it's especially when a new staff's coming in, it's making those assessments, going through those evaluations, and then as soon as we know, just being decisive with the player and having some urgency to it, especially before the combine, I think it can benefit those players.
Ryan, what was the thinking behind the draft decision?
Again, just every year we sit down with the staff, we evaluate our entire roster. Every player is carefully analyzed, and as we went through it, we just had a decision to make if we were going to exercise the option in this contract, and we decided against that.
Was part of that a confidence in the health of Kyle moving forward?
Yeah, we feel good about Kyle's working hard. We feel good about his progress. That's part of the equation.
Ryan, where do you envision Cody playing next year?
Yeah, Rich, the good thing about Cody is, his position flexibility gives us some flexibility as we go through this player acquisition period. So we'll go through free agency, we'll go through the draft, we'll see how the dust settles. But once that player acquisition period's over, I do think it's important for him to kind of settle in at one spot. But right now we have some flexibility with that.
Ryan, what's your reaction to your running back, Jordan, saying you guys are going to make the playoffs and also saying that you guys need receivers first and foremost?
Yeah, I appreciate, his passion and his swag, for lack of a better word. Jordan's confident right now. Jordan's a positive guy. Matt and I, we like to keep some of those things a little more in-house. Jordan's just being positive and optimistic.
And the receivers, we know you guys have receivers. How are you guys approaching that?
But I think that's an area you can get better in quickly, you know, through free agency or the draft. It's always a deep position usually in both areas. So it's just our communication with our scouts and our coaches, just getting on the same page on what players fit our scheme.
Ryan, how much does Matt's offense change the way you evaluate and the kind of offensive lineman you're looking for?
Yeah, I think, you know, when mistakes are made in organizations, it's when the personnel department and the coaches aren't on the same page. That continuity is important. That chemistry is important. I think it's naturally already existing with us, just in the constant dialogue that we have. And I think you eliminate mistakes when you do that. If you share a vision for a player, then it helps eliminate some of those mistakes.
Ryan, how much weight do you guys put on the NFL Combine, both you and Matt?
Yeah, you know, I think you got to be careful with, we talk about it every year, with all the measurables, getting too caught up in that. I think what's more important for us right now is the interviews, the medical information. That's important. I mean, the measurables and the testing, it's part of the pie, part of the equation. But again, like we always say, what's most important is what we see on tape.
You've had to release some free agents that you've signed the last couple of years. You released a couple of them last year too. Do you change how you're going about free agency? You've hit on a guy like Hicks. Trevathan's been a nice player for you. Massey's been okay.
I think, Brad, there's always risk in free agency. We talked about that. You know, a lot of times guys become free agents for a reason, and we're mindful of that. You know, and I think as we continue to build our roster more and more through the draft, maybe we won't have to supplement as much in free agency. You know, but we have to be mindful of that. It is risky. I think we've done a good job of structuring the contracts where, you know, we can get out of some of these. But, you know, it's kind of treacherous waters, and we just have to be careful as we go through this. I think, you know, having familiarity with some of these players, we have coaches from multiple, you know, other teams. We have, even in the draft, we now have college coaches on our staff that has background with some of these players. I think that helps in the process.
Right. As it relates to Mitch, what do you like most about the combination of Matt and Helfrich and Ragone as a sort of a three-man team that will be working?
Yeah, I mean, I think you just surround your quarterback, you know, who's your most valuable asset, with a lot of good resources. And we feel like we've done that definitely with the coaching staff. And they all kind of bring a different perspective to the table. It's neat to walk into the offensive meeting room and see them collaborating and bouncing ideas off each other. It's definitely that kind of relationship. And it's just, you know, it's gonna be interesting to see it play out. It's definitely a creative offense.
How would you define Brad's role in that as an advisor for Matt?
Yeah, I think, Adam, I think, you know, as we get in this ramp-up phase of this offense, you know, Matt doesn't have really a lot of guys from Kansas City. You know, Matt did a good job of just bringing guys from all different areas, and really all around the league and college football. So with Brad, it's, hey, here's a guy that has some background in this offense. So when Matt's pulled out of those meetings to other head coach obligations, that thing can keep on rolling with Childress in there.
What kind of dialogue have you had with Fuller's party? And is it possible to get an extension done before the tag deadline?
Yeah, those conversations are constantly ongoing. So the dialogue's been pretty aggressive, and we'll see how it plays out.
When you talk about releasing free agents, with Mike being gone, that's four captains from last year's team that are out on the way out. Where do you see the team from a sense of leadership, and who are your guys that you're looking to?
Yeah, you know, it's a young team, Rich, and I feel like there's a lot of guys in the locker room that are kind of ready for that role. I think that organically has to happen as we go through this process. But I think it's a young team, and those guys will naturally emerge as we go forward.
Do you have any people that you look toward in particular, aside from maybe Mitch, whose position obviously makes that sort of natural?
I just think Rich has got to play out. It's got to play out as we go through the offseason, as we go through training camp and into the preseason.
When you watched the Super Bowl and you saw Alshon have the success that he had, what were your thoughts watching him succeed like that? Do you have any regrets? And will the way that you handled Alshon and the tag affect your thinking with Kyle Fuller at all?
You know, Dave, I think as we've gone through the last 3 years, you know, there's a lot of roster turnover. There's a lot of players that we've moved on from, players we've added, and that's just part of, you know, the life that we're in. Happy for Alshon, proud of Alshon. When those negotiations are going on, there's a lot of factors involved, as you know. I don't think it affects how we handle Fuller or anything like that going forward.
Will you release any other players besides Glennon before you get to March 14th?
Yeah, and just to be transparent with you guys, and just so you guys know, Willie Young will be another player today that we'll be releasing later on today. We've spoken with him. We've spoken with his agents, so you guys are aware of that. Again, it's just, you know, we sit down as a staff. It's kind of it's good to kind of have some fresh eyes and new looks, and we evaluate the whole roster. And again, as soon as we make those decisions, we're pretty urgent with communicating that with the player.
Ryan, how are you balancing? You have a ton of cap space again, but you mentioned the treacherous waters and what you've gone through the past 3 years. What's that balance like this year, maybe compared to your first couple of years as GM?
Yeah, you know, it's a big responsibility we have, and we always, you know, use the word discipline or calculated. Those are all things that come into play. But, you know, hey, we're in a good position. We have, you know, we have a lot of cap space. We have a high pick in the draft. We have 7 draft picks. We feel like we have a coaching staff we're excited about. We have a quarterback that we want to build around, and now we just got to make the right decisions in the next 2 months.
Can you be a more attractive destination in free agency with the new coaching staff that isn't in a win or else with a young quarterback? Does that make Chicago maybe a better spot?
Yeah, Brad, I think that's real. I think when you look at a free agency, for the most part, usually comes down to the money, to be honest with you. But I think a lot of times when you look at it and you see stability with the coaching staff, you see a quarterback that's in place that, you know, we feel good about. I think those are all attractive traits when people view our organization.
How would you assess the pass rush at this point with the roster? You know, McPhee's gone, Willie's now gone, you've got Leonard. You know, what else? What do you see from
him? Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, Leonard, you know, we feel good about Leonard. Akeem Hicks is going to provide a lot of pass rush. As we go forward, I think, Rich, we're always going to be looking for pass rushers, and outside linebacker is an important position for this defense, and it's something we'll be mindful of as we go through this process.
Ryan, you've been here 3 years. Moves you're making this offseason, you got a new coach. Does it feel there's a sense that you're starting over?
I wouldn't say that. I feel like, you know, we have a young foundation. Our best players are all young, ascending players. We feel like we have the most important position in place. So now it's just kind of building upon that foundation.
With a young quarterback, is it better to have veteran receivers like through free agency than it would be to go through the draft? Or is it better to grow with young wide receivers? Or does it matter?
I think it's just a mixture. You know, just evaluate the talent and just get the best guys in here that fit our scheme.
Wheaton and Cooper.
Yeah, those are all roster decisions we're still making. Those guys are under contract. And that's just part of our ongoing evaluation.
Ryan, with this incoming draft class, all the study that you do, all the years you put into this, what do you like about this group as you think of your life?
Yeah, just like every year, there's certain positions that are deeper than others, and we're always hesitant to get into that, you know. But, there's and for us, you know, there's some positions that align this year that are very deep in this draft that are happen to be positions of need for us. So it's exciting. You know, again, this is another step of the process. I'm excited for our coaches' evaluations to come into play over the next couple months. It's a good group, like it always is. We just got to make the right decisions.
Ryan, how important is the combine to identify the right guys to plug into the system that can make Matt's offense successful?
Yeah, I just think, you know, at the combine, it's getting to know them as people. You know, our scouts have a good feel for them from going through the schools, but, you know, sitting with them face-to-face with our entire coaching staff, it's important, you know, and really get a feel for their football IQ. That's important during the combine. That's something we feel like we can evaluate, even though it's kind of a quick interview. You get a quick snapshot of that. So those are all important factors.
Right. Over time, what have you found are the biggest challenges in evaluating receivers coming into the draft, and what makes that position a typically tough evaluation?
Yeah, I just think sometimes, you know, the knowledge base of an NFL offense just you know, it's pretty big. You know, it's a pretty big jump. So just understanding, you know, the difference between some of these college offenses and our offenses, and the jump in just verbiage and amount they're going to have to take in.
What's the most unusual question you'll ask over the next 3 days?
we have to be cautious, careful of that. It's you know, honestly, David, it's pretty structured with our interviews at night. We only have 15 minutes, so when they come in, we're not shaking hands. They're sitting down immediately, and we're right away getting to the tape, getting them on the dry erase board, getting a feel for their football IQ, because if you try to capture too much in that 15 minutes, you're not going to get anything. So we focus more on the football intelligence aspect.
What were your final
interviews? Do you remember one that stands out as being really impressive that made it, you know, remember?
Trubisky. Yeah, and it was good. Yeah, he was good. Last night, we had 4 last night, and we kind of letter grade them as each one finishes. And as always, there's a couple that really jump out. There's a couple that don't. And I think, again, it's just part of the equation. And you got to be careful, too. A 15 minutes put too much into just that. There's a lot more that's going to take place. There's a lot of work our college scouts have done that really go years in the making.
When you get Mitch back in the building later this spring, where do you want to see him mentally coming off of the offseason?
Yeah, it's going to be good for him to kind of take the reins. You know, this is his team, you know, as he goes forward. I think that's going to be important. So, you know, he's going to have to learn a new offense now with Matt, and so that's going to be important. So it's just going to be getting him up to speed with the new verbiage of this offense.
What were your final takeaways of his rookie season? What did you like? What did you not like of his rookie year?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, obviously the physical traits are all there. I don't think any of that surprised us. I think what was good to see was just his natural leadership with his teammates. Some of the things he's doing behind the scenes, you know, kind of in the shadows that might go unnoticed to a lot of people. It's very natural for him. He's a natural leader. His work ethic, he's very passionate about this. I mean, it's really a 24/7 job for him. I think to be a good quarterback in this league, you have to be obsessed with being great. And I think Mitch definitely has that.
Ryan, 3 years later, what has surprised you most about your job, and what do you feel like you've had a pretty good handle on in the job?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I don't think anything surprised me as we go through this. When you take a job, it's going to be a big undertaking. There's a lot of work to be done. So I'm just excited where we are right now. I feel like we have a really good locker room. We have a young team with a lot of ascending talent, and I'm really excited about this coaching staff. So now it's just making the right moves this offseason to put good player talent around that.
With Leonard, his injury was kind of fluky. How did you think he held up physically in year two?
Good. He's added strength. He's added some size, which I think is just going to help as he matures as an NFL player. His rehab couldn't be going better, and just the way he's attacking that. So we feel really good about the progress that he's on.
Do you think he'll be ready for the offseason?
Yes. Yeah.
With the benefit of hindsight, why didn't Glenn work out better?
I think, we were going to be aggressive at that position. You know, we were going to take swings at that position and be aggressive at the most important position in sports. And so, there's a kind of multiple factors that go into that. But I think the thing that stands out as I look back is it was really Mitch's acceleration, too. So there's kind of twofold. And I can just sit back now and be happy that, hey, we have a guy we feel good about, a young quarterback that we want to build around.
Ryan, in this period between January and the offseason program starting at Halas Hall, what did you emphasize with Mitch on what you wanted him to get done as he went off and went to work on his skills elsewhere?
You know, obviously we can't do a lot of communication now, but he's, with Mitch, you don't worry about that. You know, he's got really good agents. He's got really good people around him. And so he's just going to I never worry about his work away from the building. So we know he's working hard. We know that focus is there. And we're excited to get these guys back in early April. To kind of build upon that.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you since you rehired Vic. What did that move do for the program? What did you have to smooth out with Vic after passing him over for the head coaching job?
It was good, Rich. And really, when we interviewed Matt, Vic was his top candidate as defensive coordinator. So, and ultimately that's Matt's decision. So it was good for that to all transpire like that and maintain continuity on defense. And I know the players are excited. I know Matt's excited. I'm excited. And so now there's stability on defense, and we just got to add more talent to it.
Ryan, you mentioned you wanted receivers that fit your scheme. Clearly, you guys have an idea now. I mean, it's early, but what that scheme might look like. Mm-hmm. Can you give us an idea of what those receivers look like that would fit into that?
What
kind of traits they have?
Yeah, I think it's hard to get into some of those details here. I think, again, there's a lot of flexibility with this offense. So football IQ is important at that position. We got to – there's a lot of different alignments and with that position, so we just got to be mindful of the football IQ as we go forward.
Cornerback did one of the deeper positions in free agency.
Yeah.
When you look at the Kyle situation,
I would say cornerback this year in free agency and the draft is a good position. So that's beneficial to us.
Ryan, do you have a sense of some of the injured guys in terms of if they'll be available in April? Kevin, Cam, Leonard, Kyle.
Yeah, all those guys, I think really most of them will kind of be building in through the OTAs with the anticipation of them being ready to go for training camp. It's hard to put timelines on these guys because, those variables change. But we feel good about where they're all at right now.
What do you expect from Kevin White? Is he a guy you count on to play like a big role in the
Yeah,
office?
And I think the good thing with Kevin with it being an upper body injury is he's been able to run and work on his route quickness and those type of things. And now, he's kind of got a chip on his shoulder now. So we're going to add more to that room. I think, Kevin, it's just unfortunate with the injuries, but we're still excited about where he's at.
With the changes to the training staff and the strength staff, where do you see the most change? Where will it be most beneficial?
We had an opportunity to kind of revamp that whole area. So new strength coach, new athletic trainer. With the new coaching staff, there's changes in practice schedules and things like that. So it's kind of a whole revamped area. It's something we talked about. It's something we wanted to address. We like the people that we've added in those rooms, some different philosophies in different areas. And now it's just all that chemistry coming together as we go forward.
Ryan, how does the sports science still fit into that? Obviously, Jen appears to still be part of the program.
Yeah, I think, sports science is becoming bigger and bigger in our industry. I think we got to be careful you don't bite off more than you can chew. Especially at things like this at the combine, you get hit with so many different products. Sometimes you can do too much. So it's just be mindful and strategic with what we're using. Jen's a big part of that, but it's really a collaborative relationship with Jason, Andre, and Jen.
So just in terms of the injury problems overall, that have obviously, you know, hurt you some injuries different than others, obviously, but you're not looking at sports science to say something that needed to change or something that was affecting that injury situation.
Yeah, I don't think too much. I mean, we're still used to player tracking data. I think that's a tool that every team's evolving with more and more. But I wouldn't say sports science was a huge issue with that.
Ryan, after you guys released Quentin Demps, is there confidence that Adrian can kind of build off what he did last year? Is he still kind of cemented there with next Eddie?
Yeah, you know, Adrian's a good young player. You know, there's some continuity that's developed between him and Eddie. You know, he needs to continue to improve. You know, we think he is. He's still a young player. But, I think there is some confidence at the safety position.
Will you guys explore maybe extending in Amos for Goldman guys who are going into a contract year on your own draft picks?
Yeah, those are the things, you know, we're talking about now behind the scenes, different extensions beyond player acquisition.
Do you think that all the moves you make creating all the cap space that you have creates a false impression that you're going to be really aggressive at free agency? Or how do you
Yeah,
think that?
David, I think that's probably a good statement by you. And I think, you know, agents will use that, you know, around, you know, to pump that up, you know. But I just think, you know, just because you have cap space, doesn't mean you can be reckless, you know, with these decisions. So we have to be strategic and disciplined and calculated as we enter free agency.
With the receivers, how do you balance what Cam did in 2016 with the injury and then with what you guys need to do at receiver?
You know, with Cam, it's just closely evaluating where he's at, listening to our doctors and trainers and just you know, following his progress and where he's going to be, you know. So, you know, again, you know, receiver is a position, as we've talked about a lot today, that it's a need position for us. Unfortunately, we had a lot of injuries there. But it's kind of assessing where each one of those guys are in their rehab and then also looking to see what our options are as we go into the draft and free agency.
How would you think you've done in free agency in the 3 years?
Yeah, you know, Rich, to be honest, it's free agency is risky, as we've talked about. You know, there's been a couple big hits. We've talked about Akeem and Trevathan and things of that nature. But there's also some misses, and I think that's the nature of free agency. And I think the less you can dabble in it, probably the better. But in order to do that, you have to be drafting well and developing those players so you don't have to be as aggressive in free agency.
Do you go back and do self-scouting on your own evaluations of, you know, players that don't work out or
of course, yeah, and that applies to free agency and the draft. You know, that's important to go back and look at, you know, myself and our entire personnel department on every one of those decisions, and just like anything in life, learn from those and get better from those.
Right. How many QBs do you have for you?
What kind of skills are needed in that system?
Yeah, you know, I think first of all, you need to be able to come in and win. You know, something happens. I think we just saw that, you know, in the Super Bowl. But I think the chemistry in that room is important. You know, you're there for the starter. You're kind of in a supportive role to help him grow. And we have a younger quarterback, so we have to be mindful who we pair with him in that room.
How many QBs do you have in your top seven?
I can't get into that. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Ryan. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.